What's up? You're listening to Five Tip Friday. All right, let's talk about five tips to creating a better budget or to budgeting in general. Tip number one, keep it super simple. This is the rule. They call it KISS, K-I-S-S. Keep it super simple. So what I mean by this is don't overcomplicate your budget. If you're not typically an Excel spreadsheet kind of person, then forget about it. You don't have to do it. So write down your income or estimate your income. This is a key piece. And then list out every single one of your expenses. It's really important that it's the exact amount, not estimated expenses. Write down their due dates. And then all you have to do is subtract the two. So ideally, you've got a little extra cash at the end. If you don't, then it's time to make some adjustments and go through your budget and cut some crap out that can make your budget balance a little bit better. Tip number two, include two items into your budget if you want guaranteed success. Yes, guaranteed success if you can include these into your budget and not be taking out debt every month. The two different items, PYF, which stands for pay yourself first. This is going towards your retirement accounts. Include that into your budget, top line, just put it in there. The second thing to include is your oh shit fund. This is your emergency fund or a rainy day fund, whatever you like to call it. But make sure that is also included in your budget if you don't already have one of those as well. Tip number three, go through the bank statement exercise. If you have been following my stuff for a little while, you know this is an exercise I made up I don't even know how many years ago, and I do it with every single one of my coaching clients because it is freaking amazing. It works really, really well. So what you do is you print off the past 30 days of your bank statement and or your credit card statement. If you use both, you need to print off both for the past 30 days worth of transactions. Then once you do that, what we're looking for is some trends. What are those top three things that you tend to overspend on, or you're just not quite sure how much you spend on? So for most people, that's something like coffee, eating out, and impulse buys, or Amazon, or Target, wherever you shop mostly. So write that at the top of your bank statement. And then I want you to go through and assign a color to each of those. So maybe eating out is a yellow highlighter, your impulse buys is green, and then your coffee is, blue. So then you'll go line by line and you'll highlight every single one of those transactions that fit into one of those categories. And then once you're done, you add it all up and you see how much you spent. And I promise you, just doing that exercise alone will make you make some adjustments. So it's really, really powerful. It's a very simple exercise, but it works like a champ. So go through the bank statement exercise. Tip number four, set a calendar reminder for you and set money dates. Okay, here's how this works. A money day is basically just a time that you say, hey, this is my day, this is my 15, 20 minutes, whatever it might be, for me to check in with my financial life and make sure I'm not going too far off track. So set it on your calendar. That way you cannot ignore it. And then the point is that when your alarm goes off to remind you, sit your butt down, look at your budget, update your numbers, make sure that you're staying on track and you're checking in with your financial life, reviewing your goals, those kinds of things. Super, super important. Tip number five, reframe your mindset around spending. How is this a budgeting tip? Because I promise you, if you do this before you make purchases, you're going to really remove a lot of extra buys that you don't really want to spend money on, like eating out or the impulse buys that we talked about a little bit earlier. So here's what I mean by this. What I want you to do is figure out how much money do you make per hour? Yes, on a per hour basis. So if you make $50,000 a year, you probably make right at about $25 an hour. So that's how you can start to figure out like how much money do you actually make per hour. And then I want you to look at the item that you're trying to buy. So say it's a $30 dinner and you make, $10 an hour. So if you're looking at spending $30 for a date night and you only make $10 an hour, it's going to take you 3 hours of your life to pay for that dinner. It's up to you to decide if that's good or bad. But once you can see that, once you see that you pay in time, not necessarily in dollars, we're trading our time for dollars, then you can start to make purchasing decisions a little bit differently. All right, guys, that's it for today. I hope you've enjoyed this Five Tip Friday episode. If you did, subscribe and leave me a review. I love to see that, and it helps the podcast grow a little bit more as well. Thank you so much, and I will see you next week for another episode of the Money Nerds Podcast. Bye!